Takeover
Melbourne.
A new generation of storytellers.
Young Melbournians
from every corner of our city.
Telling it like it is.
Ella from Burwood.
I've lived in the Melbourne suburbs my whole life. I grew up on a quiet street. There weren't many kids to play with, and everyone seemed older. One day, my family bought a piece of land in the country, and I've been lucky enough to experience life on a farm. It started with a little tin roof shack on a concrete area. We spent Easters camping in tents with family and friends. It would get rainy and muddy, but we'd still get plenty done, including playing games with Nana. I remember screaming with fear and pure joy as we rode our gator, quad bikes, go-karts and other cool toys. I'd help Dad feed the cows by driving the tractor while he spread hay in a path the cows would follow. We have horses too. And our cat, Archie, climbs up things. And Toby, our dog, copies him. They love the farm as much as we do. I've grown to appreciate so much about life here. It's our second home and we love the community. Everyone looks out for each other and gets involved. You can have a chat anywhere, even waiting in line at the bakery.
G'day Ella, what's new with you?
We don't really get to know our neighbours in the city, and people don't talk as much, especially in lockdown. My next door neighbour is 95 years old, and we started checking in with each other throughout the pandemic. Mum will make extra food for her, and I'll call before dropping it off at her doorstep. She leaves a bag of treats out every Sunday to say thank you. I've realised there's a whole community out there just waiting for you. You just have to start talking.
For more stories from young people about their lives and the world around them, head to abc.net.au/takeover.